This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that modern India is being built step by step and the idea of inclusive growth and the rule of law is gaining ground in the city, in the country. He said that these principles are central to the policies and activities of the government. He said this while addressing the Indian community in Switzerland capital Geneva yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar said the government is promoting women-led development, which was also emphasized during India's G20 presidency last year. Speaking about the conduct of elections, Dr. Jaishankar praised the country's democratic process. The centre has revised wheat stock holding limits for traders, wholesalers, big chain retailers and processors to check its price rise and holding. In a statement, Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution said, the revised stock limits on wheat for traders and wholesalers will now be 2,000 metric tons as against 3,000 metric tons earlier. For processors, the limit has been reduced to 60% from the earlier limit of 70% of their monthly installed capacity, multiplied by the remaining months of the 2024-25 fiscal. The ministry had imposed the stock limits on wheat on 24th of June this year. The restrictions will remain in force till 31st of March next year across all the states and union territories. Assam Cabinet has decided to hand over all the cases registered at various police stations in the state in connection with the unregulated deposits and illegal trading scams to the CBI for investigation. The Cabinet has also directed the Home and Finance Departments to jointly prepare a standard operating procedure to prevent occurrence of such activities in the future. Recently, several FIRs were lodged in connection with illegal online trading scam and people held protests at various places across the state on the issue. Till now, 61 people have been arrested, 22 lookout circulars have been issued, and 14 special investigation teams have been formed in connection with the scam. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a two-day visit to Maharashtra beginning today. Mr. Dhankar will inaugurate the program for the establishment of constitution temples at 434 industrial training institutes, ITIs across the state through video conferencing tomorrow. The function will be held at Elphinstone Technical College in Mumbai. The Vice President will then proceed to Nagpur on the same day where he will inaugurate the Digital Tower at Ramdeo Baba University. Hindi Divas is being celebrated across the country today. It was on this day in 1949 that the Constituent Assembly adopted Hindi written in Devanagari script as the official language of the country. On the occasion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address inaugural session of the official language, Diamond Jubilee celebrations and 4th Akhil Bharatiya Rajbhasha Sammelan in New Delhi today. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, yesterday conducted searches at several locations in Punjab in connection with its probe into the attack on the Indian High Commission in Canada allegedly by pro-Khalistan supporters. The searches were conducted in Moga, Amritsar, Gurdaspur and Jalandhar. The target locations were connected with the accused Khalistani leader Amarjot Singh and his associates. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will transfer the first installment of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, Grameen, to the beneficiaries in Jharkhand at a function in Jamshedpur tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Union Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, the Prime Minister will distribute sanction letters to around 20,000 beneficiaries in the state. Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal was released on Tihar Jail last evening. The Supreme Court has granted Mr. Kejriwal bail in the Delhi Excise Policies case. The bail was granted on the bond of 10 lakh rupees. The Apex Court also said that the AAP leader should not make any public comments on the merits of the case and should be present for all the hearings unless exempted. In hockey, defending champions, India will take on arch rivals Pakistan in their fifth and final pool match of the Men's Asian Champions Trophy Tournament at Hulunbuir in China today. The match is scheduled to start at 1:15 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.